Hey, Luella.
Yeah, what is it,
Hunt? Dude, that came up on your phone on the other day, and
that way,
look, you to move. Somebody call.
He ain't come chat at the O.T. and call him, Lord. What is Lord?
I know I saw something on there. I know it was, I ain't know if you trying to cheat or something. You ain't trying to cheat.
Cheat? Child, you can't even see something.
What you saw on
there? E.O.T.M. Radio. That's a, in a PR company, child. What is all the, what you talking about? Get on my face.
EOTMblog.com. Go check out the site. Get branded. Ask for Carla at 909-559-1763. Get your business to the street.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B, and you are tuned in to the E-Buzz.
Carla B.
Like it's unfamiliar. I get it, I live it. To me, there's nothing realer. Just enough of all your problems, too much to kill you. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all are still sounding like last year. The game needs changing, I'm the motherfucking cashier. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the cush, shake the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me. Cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. Diss me and you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, I want things to go my way. But as of late, a lot of shit been going sideways. And my mother tried to run away from home, but I left something in the car, and so I caught her in the driveway. And she cried to me, so I cried too. And my stomach was soaking wet, she only 5'2". And 48 hours all before I showed up and brought $1,000 worth of drinks and got pulled up. Damn, my reality just set in. And even when the phantoms leash, them hoes wanna get in. I do a lot of things hoping I never had to fit in. So trying to keep up with my progress is like a dead end. My girl love me, but fuck it, my heart beats slow. And right now the tour bus is looking like a freak show. And life changed for us every single week, so it's good. But I know this ain't the peak though, cause I want the
money. Money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be,
I just wanna be successful.
Alright, well, alright. We're just gonna figure it out. You know what you do, you know what you do, leaders, you know. Making it to the top, all the way to the top. Go for the money and not the money.
Wise words from a decent man. Back when I was trying to put a ring on Alicia's hand, this lost boy got fly without Peter Pan. And my delivery just got me buzzing like the pizza man. In person I am everything and more. I'm everywhere these other niggas never been before. But inside I'm treading water steady trying to swim to shore. I'm on a shopping spree to get whatever is in store. Yeah, just call me Shopping Bag Drizzy. Or call me Mr. Damn, he ain't copping that, is he? And fans of these freshmen is about to get iffy. Why this youngin' that you doubted is about to get busy? I'ma kill it, I promise, that's how I know you're mad. I've always treated my city like some shoulder pads. The big homie, use a flash if you must. Then I swear I ain't asking for much. All I want,
I want
is
the money. Money in the cars, cars in the clothes. The hoes.
Love some Drake, and that's the extended version. What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B, and you are tuned in to the E-Buzz right here on EOTM Radio. And y'all already know, I really don't even have to say it, but y'all know that I'm just always super geeked up and just super excited just to be back with y'all, just to be back right here in the house with our friends, where we are just always striving to encourage, empower, and enlighten your mind. And you already know that all of the guests on the E-Buzz show, they're in some way going to enlighten minds, and that's for sure. And before we even get down and dirty with it and bring our tonight's guest, I do want to let y'all know that you can always, if you're scared that you may miss an episode, one of your favorite radio personalities, right here on EOTM Radio, no worries, because you can always go and you can subscribe to receive alerts to all of our future shows, because we do have just, oh my God, a wealth of great things. So make sure you stream me live from EOTMRadio.com. Make sure you click on the like button and click on the subscribe to receive alerts, because we are, you don't want to miss it. You really don't want to miss any of the great, fun, great shows that we have in store for you. And also make sure that you like us on Facebook. Just type in EOTM Radio on Facebook, and then our PR website, which is Need a Publicist. You can click on that as well, because we do have a lot of great, great stuff going on. And, you know, my guest tonight, we're going to have some fun, because not just that, you know, he's one of our EOTM Radio clients, but because he's an entrepreneur. He's doing so many great, great things. He is actually, his name, you want to know his name, right? I know you do. His name is Derek Taylor. He's an author, one of the newest authors, and his upcoming latest book is coming out on the 15th of August. It's his memoir, and it's entitled Man Up, and it is one man's sincere regret for sabotaging his relationships. And this interview is going to be good, because a title like that is just, okay, let me repeat the title, Man Up, one man's sincere regret for sabotaging his relationships. And before I bring him on, I just want to say that for a man to write a book titled Man Up, I don't know. It just may cause a little bit of controversy with other men that may not be ready, so to speak. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and bring Derek Taylor on the line. Derek Taylor, you're live with Carla B. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? How everybody doing tonight?
Hey, we are just, we super turned up, and I wanted to play that track, but my intern, she didn't have it ready because, you know, you got to be super turned up for a guest like you. So before we even go any further, Derek Taylor, author of
right.
Man Up, coming out on the 15th of August, go ahead and enlighten our listeners, if you will, a little bit about you.
Well, just a little bit. You know, I don't want to drag it out too long, but, you know, born and raised from a small town, Statesboro, Georgia. You know, I have a big passion about writing, of course, and just enjoying family and enjoy traveling, seeing different things, spending time with my 7-year-old son. Most importantly, just a laid back individual that just love to just spend time, you know, with the people I love to be around the most. That's about it. You
That's what's up. And I know we're a little bit late with this, Derek,
mm-hmm.
but we got to throw out the red carpet for you, considering you're a first-time guest. So strike a pose, because there are snapping pictures. Yeah, that was for you. That was for you. So congratulations on...
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely all your success and an official, again, a welcome to the E-Buzz show.
All right, I'm ready.
So you're a new I don't want to say you're a new author because you've wrote books before. So I guess even dive into the book at hand, this new book that's launching on the 15th, Derek,
uh-huh.
I want you to share with us a little bit about some of the novels that you've written prior to Man Up.
Oh, yeah, we have the one before this was A Gentleman's Cry, and basically that was a relationship book that I've written. And when a lot of my fans picked up that book, they wanted more, they wanted me to offer more because that book really caught a lot of attention. So they wanted me to give them a little more from the first book. So what I did, I extended and basically went into the Man Up. I was like, okay, well, y'all want some more? I'm going to give y'all more. So basically Man Up is actually the second edition, I would say, from A Gentleman's Cry. And besides that, I've written four more novels that I got coming. Forgive and Sin, that's the next one I'm going to release after the Man Up book. But, you know, I just, you know, have that passion for writing, and A Gentleman's Cry really was the starting point for me to get this writing on point.
Wow, Gentleman's Cry. So,
yeah.
I mean, I get the gist of the title, but just give us a really brief synopsis, and then we'll lead into the new novel, which is Man Up.
Well, Gentleman's Cry was pretty much, it's also, well, I had a lot of relationships problems, so, I mean, I can come on and come out with 3 or 4 or 5 editions of relationships issues, but Gentleman's Cry was pretty much talks about my early stages of my relationships,
okay.
Pretty much giving my point of view about things, and in that book, it was more so women can get the understanding of basically, you know, how men act, you know, one person's point of view, talking about his own personal experiences. So that was A Gentleman's Cry. That was my cry that I had within myself that I wanted to give my fans. So that's where the book A Gentleman's Cry comes from.
Okay. And then we have Man Up. So I want to read really quickly, and I'll put it out there to the listeners that are just chiming in right now. EOTM Public Relations Firm, we actually represent Derek Taylor. So, and I thought it would be a great look, definitely, to have him on my show, considering he just did Rolling Out magazine last week and got some other major interviews lined up this week as well. So I wanted to get him in, but I do want to share with you guys just a brief synopsis, not a synopsis, but just a brief something that Derek shared with me, and he don't know that I'm going to tell y'all this, but basically, this is what he said about Man Up. He said that I'm writing about my experiences and behaviors toward women with the hopes of helping men who have traveled the same path, gone a relatable distance, and journeyed along a similar road. I have become a better person and realized that this very book can help men and women alike. And Derek, we got a little bit of feedback noise, so it sounds like maybe something's on speakerphone or something. But that's what Derek said.
Okay, can you hear me now? I'm here.
Yeah, I can. Okay. I can. So basically, I'll read that last sentence for those of you that didn't hear it. He said that he has become a better person and realized that this very book can help men and women alike. He says, call it a way of giving back, leading the new generation of men down the correct path. And that's what he shared with me. That's what Derek Taylor shared with me. And those words, if you guys, and you may have to go back into the archives or iTunes and rewind that, because I can't rewind it for you now, but those words were paramount. And if that happens, if what he shared with me does happen, that's going to be a beautiful thing, because men do need to man up. They really do. So, Derek, go ahead and elaborate on, Man Up.
Right.
And I just shared what you shared with me at one point in regards to the memoir, so to speak. But go ahead with, in your own words, share as to, you know, what you are hoping for, because I know that this book is not just just another book out of detailofbooks.com, because you are, you know, you do so many great things, but you're trying to really do something with this, and I really hope that positive movement starts, you know?
Right. Well, the first thing is, you know, I wanted to write this book. I mean, of course, it's based on my experiences, and I wanted to write, you know, something that people can relate to. And the reason why I wrote Man Up was because, of course, the things that I've been through dealing with women, dealing with all the relationships that I've been a part of. I wasn't the best in, to be honest, every relationship I pretty much was a part of, I pretty much sabotaged every one of them. You know, I was this womanizer, manipulator, whatever you want to call it, anything that really sabotaged the relationship between men and women. And, you know, what inspired me to write this book was to tell my story, because I see that a lot around, you know, where I live, you know, where I'm at. And then, you know, I see a lot of, you know, game plan. We have this trend of game plan and things like that. And although I'm not the person that's going to be able to stop the game plan between a man and a woman or whatever, but for my brothers, I felt that I had to get my story out, because the things that I was doing and the things that I was saying and, you know, men doing to these women, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't right, you know, and I had to better myself. Because ultimately, the goal is, I want a successful relationship. You know,
right.
I've done so many things that, you know, hinder that, you know, I was a little fed up with. I was like, no, I'm not getting nowhere. The only person I'm hurting is myself, you know, really, in the long run. Because, you know, I'm jeopardizing these women and making them, you know, have this stereotype about men. So I just wanted to put this book out and tell my story in hopes that, you know, when men or, you know, or women read this, whether you're on the receiving end of it or, you know, you're the one that dishing it out, that, you know, it's not right, it's not cool, it's not acceptable, you know. So that's the reason why I wanted to share my story, because everybody can relate to this book.
Right. They can. And that's wonderful to hear that the whole concept behind all this time and energy that you put into Man Up was just to be able to share your story and help change minds, if you will,
right,
when it comes to men. So what has the have you got any response from your homeboys, from, you know, your family members? What are the guys saying about Man Up? How are they, you know, what are some of their responses? I would love to hear.
they say I'm talking too much. They say I'm giving away the secrets. So, and I find that kind of amusing, you know, because the response that I'm getting, I must be doing something right. You know, I must be hitting a nerve or something like that. And if I get a response like that, then that's okay with me, because actually it is the truth that I'm telling about my personal behavior in here. But to get the response back from the men about some of the topics in the book, you know, it's overwhelming. I'm glad that I'm getting that response, because now it's hitting the nerve and making people realize, well, making men realize, like, hey, maybe, you know, I don't need to do this, or I don't need to be doing this, you know, because, you know, our women, you know, they are the backbone of the family and things like that. But, you know, if you continue to go on doing the things that I've done in my past and hurting the women that I've done, then, you know,
wow,
that's not acceptable. And I do regret some of the things that I've done, because I was the type of person where I had no conscience. You know, I was this compulsive liar. I could pretty much lie my way into anything. You know, I did it all, you know, so,
wow,
you know, and knew that I was doing it. And that's the
right
sad thing about it, because I knew that I was doing it. And I was like,
wow,
that's not cool, man. That's not
right,
good. You know, when
right
I look back on it.
Right. So what has, have you got any feedback maybe from some of your exes that have seen some of the interviews that you've done regarding other books as well as this one? Because, you know, an ex seeing that you finally manning up, I'm sure a lot of
right
them are pretty mad that you took you to now to realize. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, some of my past lady friends, you
know.
I
call them past
lady
friends.
Yeah, I mean,
did you say past lady friend?
I mean, some of my past associate or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
But but some we became real good friends, because you know, when they heard about the book, when they heard some things about the book, actually off the first book, you know, some was disappointed. I'm not gonna lie, some was disappointed, and some was like, wow, I'm glad I found this out before things really, you know, elevated to a whole nother level. So I got some positive feedback, but because they was like, well, I'm glad that you came out and you was honest about the situation, and we need
right
more men to come out and do that. So,
right,
you know, I was appreciative of that, but at the same time, you know, I kind of felt like, wow, you know, this was actually a good woman, and I just,
right,
you know, messed that up. But, you know, life goes on, you learn from it, and that's why this book is here, for people can realize, hey, learn from your mistakes.
Exactly, learn from their mistakes, definitely. And I want to let our listeners know that Derek Taylor will actually be back here on EOTM Radio on August the 15th at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is the day that his book will be released. So we'll definitely want to talk to him again. And then at that time, we'll be actually giving away a signed copy of Man Up. Now, I want to really quickly, Derek, and then we'll get back into some other things in regards to your website, where they can go purchase it. But I want to go ahead and go to the phone lines, considering our time dwindling a little bit, and open up the phone lines. There is a caller by the name of Sweet Tea. There's a little bit of feedback. Not sure what's coming from, but Sweet Tea, you are live on EOTM Radio. What's good with you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, yes.
Hey, well, anyway, what's up, Carla B? And I just,
what's up, girl?
I'm good. I just wanted to say, what made you change your mind not really change your mind, but made you change as a man to say that I need to write this book? I'm curious. Well, did you turn yourself over to the Lord?
Or you silly.
I mean, because you're very lucky to still be breathing, because you would have ran to the wrong chick. Because you heard some stories out there, cut penises off and all that good stuff.
Ooh.
So I ain't just go down the line. But you was really blessed to write this book to be changed. You feel what I'm saying? Because you could have
right
ran into the wrong one who could have really
right
snapped. So what
right
made you just decide to change?
Well, you sound angry, CT, but go ahead, Eric.
Because I never was in this situation. I mean, because I probably was the liberator. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I am a man of God, you know, but you know, I'm not perfect, of course not, but, you know, at the same time, I have a son. So, you know, the things that I was doing, you know, I wouldn't want my son to do those things. Like, I can't set an example and be that type of person raising a son, you know, and want him to follow in my footsteps, in other words. And, you know, second of all, you know, I was raised by a single mom. You know, I have a sister and everything. I'm thinking to myself, and I'm surprised that I waited so long to really come to this conclusion, like, wow, what if someone did, you know, my mom or my sister the way that I was doing these women? Mm-hmm. And, you know, then again, I realized that, you know, these women wasn't at fault. You know, I was at fault. So, you know, I had to better myself. If I want to establish a great relationship one day, I had to, you know, come in tune with myself. I had to get myself right, you know. So all those things came into factor when it was time to, like, you know what, let me change, man. Let me come become a better person. Let me set an example, like, okay, I gave these things, but now, you know, all those things are out of the way. I'm sober now from that, and I'm good to go. So that would pretty much change me, my son, and then going back and really talking with my mom. And, you know, actually she was behind me really to write this book because she told me, you know, you need to apologize. She was like, you need to apologize to all them women that you hurt, because she knew how I was. And I was like, wow, Ma, I can't get to all of them personally, but if I put this book out, I can at least, you know, I can at least, you know, they understand that I'm sorry, I'm very apologetic for it, but at the same time,
right,
you know, that's what pretty much changed me, you know, and my mom backed me and everything.
Right, I heard you say you pretty much sober through all this. So do you ever think you'll drink again?
I don't think I'd go down that road again, because it really didn't get me anywhere. You know, I thought I was the one that's getting over, but honestly, you know, it was really hurting me, you know. So
now,
I don't think I'd go down that road again.
Now you on your pillow.
I know I'm going to go down that road.
I said, now you holding your pillow at night like, dang, I let a lot of good ones get away, huh?
Because it does. I mean, sometimes you do have, as guys, my men out there, if you're listening, you do have those, you know, if you've done the things I've done, you do have those certain women that you're like, wow, if I would have just had my act together and done right, this could have been the one. So I do have those thoughts like, wow, but, you know, it goes on. You know, you learn from your mistakes, and
right,
the next time you've been in that situation, you just know how to handle it.
Well, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to let you go on, and I have one more question. I'm really going to keep you in my prayers. That's real talk, because because I'm just looking at the whole situation, because I know myself, I look at everything, every angle, and I'm just looking at it like, what if you find someone you just really fall in love with, and she
right.
be one of you?
Right. I thought about all of that.
I'm going to pray
trust
for
me.
You.
But I'm not like that. Now, we're talking about my past. Now, we're not today.
Right.
I
know you talk about your past. I said your past is in the past. But I'm saying when you move on to the future, your past will come back and bite your straight
pray
in there.
Pray that I get a good one. Okay. Well, I understand. So pray that I get a good one then.
Right. That's all I'm saying. I pray for you. Hallelujah. Wait a minute.
Thank you so much.
You have a nice one.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Wow, that's what's up. That's what's up. That was nice. And hey, I mean, that's real talk. That's coming from the streets. We appreciate you, sweet tea. And what I want to do right now, Derek, because we have a few, probably about 10 more minutes with you, so we gonna definitely get down and not dirty, but we just going to get down to business. Hold tight. We'll take a quick commercial break, and not one of them long extended ones or anything like that. Hold tight, y'all.
All right.
I see that it's been quite a while since your first consultation. What made you decide to take the leap today?
A lot is going on in my life. I don't want to miss anything.
When we're done, you'll have perfect vision. But you know what? My assistant's giving me an incomplete file. I'll be right back.
Hold on, you're leaving? Is that supposed to be happening?
Help me! words.
A lucky few survive a disaster. And then one by one, death comes for them all.
Are you saying that we can't stop this?
There's an answer for everything.
Kill or be killed.
Nobody's safe.
Oh my God.
Just jumping in my booth talking about being very afraid. That was the trailer for Final Destination Part 4. Ooh, I don't think I want to go see that. But for those of you that are just chiming in, we are talking with Derek Taylor, new literature author, filmmaker, and entrepreneur. He is one of the most powerful and meaningful motivational speakers to date. In my opinion, Taylor shines as he mans up, y'all, in his new book, offering constructive solutions for Black men and women, helping to transform the next generation of Black men. And that's what caught my eye with Man Up. It's a great thing. And I wanted to be one of the first outlets that interviewed him for Man Up. Unfortunately, I was not. He was interviewed by Rolling Out magazine last week. But okay, I'm the second one. You know, it's all good. But I definitely want to welcome back author Derek Taylor. Thank you so much for giving us a portion of your Tuesday evening.
Oh, it's no problem. Anytime.
Yes, sir. You remember you said that. Anytime. Okay, y'all. The next time he'll be here, it'll be August the 15th. That will be the day of his worldwide release of his memoir, Man Up, One Man's Sincere Regret for Sabotaging His Relationships. Author Derek Taylor, oh my God, he's just doing so many great things. So tell us this, Derek, for the listeners out there who are like, okay, I like what he's saying. I definitely want to hear him speaking one day. I want to cop that book on the 15th or even before if I possibly can, go ahead and share with them how they would go about doing just that.
You can check out my website at www.dtaylorbooks.com. First of all, if you purchase it from my website, every book from my website would be autographed, signed by me, and shipped to you. And also, you can go to either Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever you feel comfortable purchasing the book at. But my website, once again, is dtaylorbooks.com.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And Derek Taylor is, this is not his first novel. He's done many things. And the great thing, the exciting thing about you, Derek, is that you are looking to take your novels, and they've already, from what I understand, turned into screenplays. So let's talk about that aspect of your career, filmmaking. I mean, how did that even come about?
Oh, that's, ever since high school, I always had a passion of telling stories and always, wanted to take my stories and take them to the big screen, one day. So every book that I write, I pretty much write for the screen, to be put out into films and things like that. And what we're doing with this Man Up book, we already wrote the screenplay for the Man Up book. So we're just, making a few minor corrections and things like that. And it's going to be ready 2012, coming around in 2012. We're gonna get this to the screen.
That's what's up. And I'm definitely excited about that. Can't wait. So are you going to cast yourself in it, or will you be auditioning different actors and stuff?
Well, we're talking about having me play a little small role in there, you know, but we're going to see. I leave that up to the producers and whatever angle they want to take that at, I leave that up to them. But if they want to put me in a little small little role, you know, have me, you know, cameo a little bit, then that's no problem. I can get my acting on, too. But
okay,
we're going to leave that up to the producers.
Okay, that's what's up. And you do have a little bit of personality, so we could definitely see you doing that big time. I want to ask you this before we kind of wind down a little bit. Considering makeup is something that I'm sure took a lot of your time, and I'm sure there were challenges with it. So share with us, you know, one of your major challenges in just putting this together.
Well, honestly, some things, you know, that's very, you know, you have personal things that you know, question yourself about if you really want to put these things out. And the challenge I have for me is like, wow, do I really want to, you know, put a lot of my personal, you know, business out there. You know, I had to sit back and really think, like, well, you know what? If you're not being truthful, you know, if you're not gonna be true in this book, then don't put it out. So the main challenge was like, okay, what, you know, let me go ahead and put everything that I want people to relate to. And the challenge for me was, you know, just thinking like, okay, how truthful am I going to be in this book in a sense of like what I'm going to put out and what I'm going to hold back. So, but I ultimately put everything out there because I'm giving you all of me in this book right here. So it really, to be honest, it really wasn't a challenge. So the thought of it was a challenge, but me actually going through with the process, it wasn't a challenge at all.
Okay. And I heard a little bit of that Southern hospitality coming out. Yeah. Right here.
I was straight from Georgia. I'm a Georgia native.
That's what's up. So tell me this, Derek. For our, we get a lot of different types of people that listen to our shows. A big part of them are aspiring entrepreneurs, authors, mm-hmm. entertainers, things of that sort. So if we have a aspiring author that is listening to this interview right now, what kind of advice would you be willing to lend to them in this regard as to, you know, doing the, you know, writing a book and even doing the filmmaking thing down the line? What kind of advice would you be willing to lend to them?
Well, first of all, it has to be a passion about it. I mean, if you're doing it for the money, I want to write a book just so I can get money, this and that, whatever, you know what I'm saying, then that's the wrong way to go about it. You know, if you have a passion about something, ultimately it's going to do well for you down the line. My thing is this, the hardest things about writing is actually getting started. So if you have, you know, a story that you want to get out, or if you have a novel that you want to tell or anything like that, you know, just start writing, you know, because once you're writing, then after all that is said and done, it turns out to be actually, you know, your book, your baby, your prime possession and things like that. So I tell people that starting out just wanting to become an author, you know, just first of all, have a passion about it, you know, give it your all because it is your baby. And second of all, just be truthful as possible, you know, when you write your book.
Okay. And speaking of things being your passion and things of that sort, our instant messenger is blowing up, and I got so many different questions that was posed to ask you from different listeners that don't want to necessarily call in. One in particular, I'm just going to ask because, you know, considering you're a Southern gentleman and all that good stuff, they want to know, considering you mentioned passions and all, do you have a significant other in your life right now?
not at all. Not at all. I mean, I'm open to the situation, but as of right now, you know, it's I'm more focused now on, you know, getting things situated, you know, on the business side and things like that. But I'm open and, you know, open for the opportunity if they present themselves. You know, they kind of put me on the spot on that one. But no, I'm not at this moment, but I'm open to the situation, open to the possibility, in other words.
Y'all heard that here on the E-Buzz with Carla B. Derek Taylor is open to the possibility of a great venture. You sound just such like a business guy. So, well, I'm open, you know, for, you know, new, different business opportunities. I'm open. That's what's up. We all heard it right here. Derek, you are, like I said, doing so many great things, and it is definitely an honor and a privilege to speak with you and to even work with you. I got to right now give kudos to whoever did the cover of Man Up. And if you guys haven't seen it, go right now to www.dtaylorbooks.com. That cover is awesome. It really is. So who did that cover?
Oh, yeah, let me give a shout-out. I got to give a shout-out to my man, Jonathan Johnson, in Atlanta, Georgia. I got to give a shout-out to him for doing the book cover. He did an amazing job. I just told him, hey, you know, let it be professional, and he just took it from there. I mean, I give him less words, and he just make it big. And for my website design, I got to give a shout-out to my friend, Daniel Patterson. He did my website. So shout-out to those two brothers for me.
Yes, yeah, definitely shouts out to them. And considering I am signed on as your publicist, I do want to reiterate thank you, and we're happy to. I want to reiterate, definitely make sure you stay connected to all things Derek Taylor by visiting www.dtaylorbooks.com, and also make sure you follow him on Twitter. I'm such an avid Twitter, Derek. I love Twitter so much. I'm loving it more than Facebook because it's quick, and I'm a fast person. And so make sure y'all follow Derek on Twitter. And his Twitter is Taylor the Author. Taylor the Author. And while you're following Taylor the Author, make sure you follow me too. EOTMPR, make sure you follow me. And again, Derek, it has been a pleasure. I cannot wait till August the 15th. I cannot wait, you know, to so many, you know, just the future of great things from Derek Taylor, because if you manning up right now, I don't know what you're going to do tomorrow, but it got to be a great thing. So,
and I just want to say this to the listeners about the book. You know, this book is for any and everybody that has been a part of any relationship. It's, there's something in this book that you can relate to. I promise you that. So I'm excited, and I know that you're going to be satisfied with this book.
That's what's up. Well, Taylor, he does, and my last words to this, as far as, you know, I'm saying all kind of admirations in regards to Taylor, this is my last one, y'all. Taylor has enough ammo to rival even the most popular urban authors, and he will transform the average reader into an inner-city cultural connoisseur. And I got that because I read the novel already, and it's definitely what he said is all that, plus a bowl of grits with sugar and butter. I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Oh, it got to be. We're going to do a movie off of it.
Yes.
It has to be.
Yeah. And I can't wait because I want to cast that. You know, EOTM, we have a casting coming out. So we're gonna work with you on that. We ain't talked about it yet, but we definitely
going to
make it happen. Yeah, definitely going to make that happen. Again, thank you so much, Derek. I want to ask you this, considering we got 2 minutes left. Any last words?
Well, to you, I want to thank you for having me on the show, and I want to thank all your guests for listening in, for tuning in. And I'm just excited about the book, and hope everybody go out and just support the book. Those are my last words.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And make sure, y'all, August 15th, make sure you visit your local online Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, or check him out at www.dtaylorbooks.com. And we're going to keep saying that we're going to have a countdown. August the 15th, 2011, Man Up, One Man's Sincere Regret for Sabotaging His Relationships. First-time guest right here on EOTM Radio, the E-Buzz Show with Carla B. That's my time, y'all. Peace. I'm out. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you.
for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly coach. She a motherfucking drip, drip, tell her all the drip, drip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking ho. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like pelican fly. I mean, and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj. I'm at some dudes up. That coops up and drops the dudes up. Entrepreneur niggas in the mall goes. He can ball with the cool, he can sell loud. But I think I like a better when he dial loud. And I think I like a better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the penny's coming out. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sigh, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm Mac and Dooza. Back cooped up and Chuck the Dooza.
All groovy and stuff, but that was a great interview with author Derek Taylor. Make sure y'all check him out, www.dtaylorbooks.com. And I'm still here for just a short bit of time, but I got my girl Sweet Tea, and she don't know I'm just always putting her on the spot. I saw her, I recognized her number by some chance. I don't understand how I recognized her number, but I just love her energy, and I just wanted to talk to somebody. Sweet Tea, what's up with you?
Girl, stop.
Yes, yes. So what did you think about author Derek Taylor and that book?
I'm still jamming off Nicki.
Oh, okay. You can actually think on that, and I can keep it going, girl, because I got some songs.
No,
no, I just wanted to know what you thought about the interview with Derek Taylor.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, first of all, you know, I've been on this earth for like 34 years, and I never heard a guy come out with a book like that, so I'm very curious to read, see what he has to say,
right.
And that's very different and amazing. And one thing he did say, he ain't doing it for the money. He's doing it because he enjoy writing books. Other than that, he sounds like a cool cat and someone who guess I guess I say his soul because of No.
Yeah.
Because it's just really amazing that, you know, I give him props, you know.
Right.
I give him props. That real talk. I give him. Because he didn't have to. He would have kept doing what he was doing, but it's true. Kids ruled the world, and his son made him change his ways. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
True father and a true mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing you can do in this world for your kids because your kids will motivate you. But if you one of those type of parents just don't care and you put yourself before your kids, then, you know, that's a sad case. But for him, I'm glad he, you know, it's a reason for everything. People have kids, you know, and that little saves him because he did say he the one changed. I mean, he didn't want his son to grow up like that. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It really is. Right, right. And also another great thing that I didn't get the opportunity to say when he was on was that, you know, a lot of men, they come to the realization that a lot of things that they've done when they were young was wrong, and they don't change until they're older. So he's still a young man. So for him to see that and want to change it at this point, that's really great. Now, and definitely, you know, because, you know, it usually takes a minute. And some men don't even ever change, because I know men who are in their 50s that are still doing the craziness and manipulation and all that stuff. So.
Right. He's one in a million. He's like me, one in a million, because, I mean, I had my ways and stuff, and I did a lot of stuff while I was growing up, which you probably know, college. But personal things you probably don't know. When I had my son, believe it or not, he grew me up.
Right,
so
right.
That's why I say it's a reason for everything. You know, your kids can motivate you to do better things in life, or you have some parents out there that don't care if they have kids and they do what they want to do because they say, I'm the parent. But personally, my son, my firstborn, motivated me to be the person that I am today, a better mother. So I can understand what he's saying because, you know, I did a lot of stuff in my life. Who didn't? But the good thing about the whole situation is that we was young enough still to know to get out and do something positive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I get him props at.
That's what's up. Well, I appreciate that, and I wanted to see what your final thoughts were, considering I did not get the opportunity to get those from you, but I do want to, our time is definitely dwindling. Thanks so much, Sweet Tea, for chiming in. Also, I want to let the listeners know that are just chiming in, you can catch Sweet Tea next Tuesday at 7 p.m. East Pacific Standard Time for the Sweet Tea Seth Diva Talk Show. Make sure you're tuning in for that. And make sure you're chimed in tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I'll be interviewing another one of our personalities, Ron Anthony. He'll be talking about a really, you know, devastating story that he's been dealing with in regards to his son. So that's going down tomorrow. He'll actually be on ABC News in Atlanta on Thursday. So we'll be talking about the abuse that's going on with disabled children in Fulton County School Districts in Atlanta. You can check out www.eotmblog.com for just more information in regards to the story that we wrote, or that I wrote, I should say. Definitely check that out, www.eotmblog.com, and make sure you're tuning in on at 7 p.m. No. I don't know the exact time that he'll be on air on Thursday, but I'll definitely let you guys know. You can stay tuned in to eotmradio.com as well as our blog site for updates and all that great stuff. Again, y'all, thanks for tuning in with your girl, Carla B, on my eBuzz show. Hope you enjoyed it. Sweet Tea, thanks for chiming in. And we're gonna end it with somebody who, I'm going to dedicate this track right here that I'm about to play to Sweet Tea, because I know that these are the words that are coming out of her mouth. Seriously, if I can get it to play, I just know these are the words that's coming out of her mouth. Thank y'all. Check y'all later.
I need a doctor to bring me back to life. world. One day I would pay it back. Say it on tape and let it record it so that one day I can play it back. But I don't even know if I believe it when I'm saying that. Y'all starting to creep in every day. It's just a gray and black. Oh, I just need a ray of that. Cause no one sees my vision when I play it for them. They just say it's whack. But they don't know what dope is. And I don't know if I was awake or asleep when I wrote this. All I know is you came to me when I was at my lowest. You picked me up.
Guaranteed a screen straight, don't leave us like that, man, cause
I don't have to live that.